We all know this story, don't we? We can remember it from our children's Bible, which is probably illustrated. We sing about it. We hear about it in lessons from Scripture. We know exactly what happens today. Jesus enters Jerusalem, and the people lay out blankets, or is it branches, or perhaps palms. There are crowds cheering him on. Of course, we don't know whether they are large or small. Jesus, at least, is riding on a donkey. Or is it a colt? It's a small farm animal. And of course, we know what Jesus is doing as he's riding in, right? He's waving. Or is he sitting with his hands in his lap? We don't know, do we? There's actually a lot we do not know about Jesus' entry into Jerusalem. We make lots of suppositions, and a lot of those are based on our own predilections and our own biases. If we want to imagine a conquering Jesus, then we imagine him riding tall and proud, surveying the whole scene. Perhaps if we're political agitators, we read this text through a political lens. The truth is, there's a lot of work we have to do. But we do have some hints. We do have some hints. Jesus was clearly making a statement by entering into the city this way. He came from the east, which in Jewish tradition was the direction from which the Messiah would come. And even without that, having people, even if it was a small group, chanting his name and saying Hosanna, would have been poking the bear as far as the Romans were concerned and as far as the priests were concerned. Jesus was making a statement. We can't be quite sure what it was, but we've got a good guess. But the thing that really struck me about this passage was the last verse. Jesus looked around and he left. And the disciples, whom we will have opportunity to criticize later in the week for falling away and not being loyal, went with him to Bethany. Those disciples at least had the decency and the strength to stick with Jesus when it was clear things might not be working out the way they expected. Jesus did not enter into the city as a conquering hero. He did not enter in fitting the traditional profile of a Messiah. He was not a warrior. His riding in on a colt or a donkey made a statement that he was coming in peace. That was how rulers rode into the city back then. On a war horse, if they were conquering, if they were on military maneuvers, if they wanted to say they won a great victory, and on a colt or a donkey, if they came in peace. But what are we to make from the fact that he left the city? He went back to Bethany, to Martha and Mary and Lazarus, to people he knew. Was he just visiting, washing his hands of Jerusalem for the moment? Why didn't he stay in the city? Surely he could have found a room or stayed with a friend. But he left. Have there been moments in your life when you have wondered if God was just visiting? Perhaps it was just a brief moment of doubt. Perhaps it was an extended night of the soul. You'd known God. He'd been with you. You'd felt his presence. And then there was nothing. And you wondered, God, where are you? You're supposed to be here. I thought you were loyal and faithful. But there was silence. Have you ever had that feeling? If you have, it's okay. Jesus will give voice to that sentiment on the cross when he quotes from Psalm 22, "My Lord, my Lord, why have you forsaken me?" It's not a good feeling. And you may not recognize it when it happens. You may only see it and sense it long after the fact. I remember after my father died in 1977, I was angry with God. I wondered why he had taken my father. Why had he abandoned me? And so I turned away from God. I stopped my involvement with organized religion. Sunday mornings were a good time to read the paper, enjoy some coffee, to just relax. And I carried on that way for 12 years. Now, I'm sure the fact that I was a teenager had nothing to do with this. But in my mid-20s, I was drawn back into a life of faith. And it was different than the one I'd known before. But one of the things I came to recognize was that God had never left me, that God had never abandoned me. One of the problems we have in life is we look to God as some kind of divine sugar daddy who's going to give us everything we want, who's going to make sure we get that job, who's going to help us win the lottery, who's going to give us the big house, the nice car, the perfect mate. You name it. People have been praying to the deity for thousands of years that God will be the dispenser of their wildest hopes and dreams. If that's what you've come here looking for, I can't offer you any assurance that you will find that. The God we encounter in Scripture does not work that way. If you are, however, looking for a God who is going to console you, who is going to stand with you, who cares about the widow and the orphan and the refugee and all those left on the margins of life, if you're looking for a God who is going to be in your corner when things go wrong, you'll find him. He'll be there through thick and thin. And one of the messages for this Holy Week is that through the range of human experience, through moments of celebration, through moments of despair, God is present. And God is okay with your having doubts, with your asking questions. God knows how we're wired. And as we mentioned before, even Jesus on the cross wondered. So what about our sermon title of Just Visiting? To be honest, I don't know if we should be asking that of Jesus. We, of course, know that he returns to the city. But what about us? What about you and me? Are we just visiting? Are we just looking in on the kingdom of God, poking around, and then leaving? Or are we moving in? Are we going to stay there? Are we truly going to travel the way of Jesus? Christianity is not like some other faiths where one simply professes belief and then one has become a Christian. Indeed, even some streams of our faith have propagated that false notion. You can't walk to the front of the sanctuary and say, I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and then think, I'm done. I've done it all. You need to keep at it every day, in the small things and the big things. The Christian life can be beautiful, and it can be wonderful. We can build relationships with all sorts of people. We can help our neighbors and strangers. We can experience transporting music, and perhaps occasionally hear an inspiring word. But it's also hard. There are times when we may find it easier to leave the church, to leave the community of the faithful, to say it's not worth it. Why do I want to suffer? Why do I want people to question what I do on a Sunday morning? Why do I want to take the risk of being crucified? So there are risks in addition to rewards of following Jesus. But just consider the question. And I'm not going to ask you to provide me with an answer now or ever. But are you, am I, just visiting? It's something to think about during this Holy Week as we travel with Jesus to the cross and then to the resurrection.